The Ramah, in the end of Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, writes the following. Even though Chosa is Chosa the rest of the days of Sukkot, that means only on the first day, if the Esrog or any medium is Chosa, is possible. But the rest of days of Sukkot, where the mitzvah of taking a lulav, bikvulin, is only midirabbanon, there's no psul of Chosa. Well, the psulim do apply according to many rishonim. But Chosa is Chosa b'shar yom. Nevertheless, says the Ramah, Ein lachtoich esrog l'shnayim oy l'shloisha chalokim u'lachalkoi v'lotzis boy. You can't cut an esrog into two or three pieces and divide it out and give different people parts of the esrog. Afilu b'shar satchak. The dafka chosa v'nisho ha'ikko kayeim kosher. Only chosa is kosher. And the ikka is still remaining. Havakihai gavna, but if you cut up an esrog in three parts, two or three parts, mikra chatichas esrog v'loy esrog. This is called a piece of an esrog and not an esrog. So even though chosa is kosher, but you can't cut up an esrog into two and three parts and divide them out, because that is not just chosa, that's a chatichas esrog. So what's the geda hadova? What's exactly what makes it chatichas esrog and not an esrog? So the Morgan Avraham brings down from the Ran that the Ran says dafka chishnishtaye ruboy. Chosa is only kosher in the esrog if roiv of the esrog is still here. Ushmoy olos. The Ran says that dafka if roiv of the esrog you still have and a miut of the esrog is missing, then it's kosher. But if roiv esrog is chosa, so the lashon of the Ran is the ein ze esrog el chatzi esrog. Has to be an esrog, not a half an esrog. Similar to what the Ramah says, chatichas esrog v'lo esrog. So according to the Ran, the geda adova is there has to be remaining roiv of the esrog half you have to have. If it's chosa, a miut of the esrog, and you have roiv of the esrog, then it's kosher. But if roiv of the esrog is missing, even a chosa is kosher, that's possible because that is not an esrog, that's a chatzi esrog, says the Ran. 45% is good, yes. According to this Ran, yeah. 45% to cut away. To cut away. That's what you said. 45%? Right. Right. Yeah. In other words, the McCoy, okay, we'll get to that. Oh, so that's according to the Ram. Then the Morgan Avraham continues. It's all the shame, the Darkei Moshe. The Morgan Avraham brings us down. The Darkei Moshe is the Ramah on the tour. That in the Piskei Mari, which is the Trumas Hadeshen, the Setzim Shaila was asked. They only had one esrog. This is the Trumas Hadeshen Chelik base where the shailas are real. They're not in Chelik Aleph. The Trumas Hadeshen made up shailas to bring out halachas. When the second one is a real, the second chelik called psokim, it's a real shailas. They only had one esrog. Imagine for many yeshuvim, they only had one esrog. And what they did was they cut up the esrog and divided it. The people should have an esrog at least for the second day when the chos is kosher. And afterwards they did it. And afterwards the Trumas Hadeshen was asked if they did the right thing, if that was okay. So the Trumas Hadeshen says the following. Why, Chosas Kosher, why do you have to have, why can't you cut it up? So he doesn't learn like the Ran, who says, because you have to have Roiv of the Esrog. If it's not Roiv of the Esrog, it's not an Esrog, it's an Chatzi Esrog. No, he learns a whole different shot. He says, Hoda Chosas Kosher, Hainu Shechotech La'achila, al hasha. Now the Makoyu in the Gemara that the Esrog Chosa is kosher is from a Gemara that Rav Chanina, the second day Cholamoyed, yeah, he was hungry and he had nothing to eat, so he cut a piece of Esrog and ate it. That's what he did, and then he used it for the next day to use. That's what Chanina did. Gemara says, how could that be? Chosa is possible. Moses says, yeah. Yom Tov Rishon, the first day Chosa is possible. The rest of the day is Chosa is kosher. That's the Makoy in the Gemara, that Chosa is kosher the rest of the days. Because he cut a piece of his esrog, and he ate it, and he used the rest for to be yotzei the mitzvah. Says the Trumas Hadeshen, why can't you cut up an esrog into parts and divide them out? So many people should be able to be yotza, because he says, Hod Chosa kosher, hayin shechotech la'achila u'mavoyech al hashah. He cuts a piece of esrog to eat, and he makes a brach on what's left over. The havish shiurei mitzvah. Shiurei mitzvah. Kedashman gabat tzitzis. What's the din of shiurei mitzvah? Left over of a mitzvah. There's a Gemara in Menachos that by tzitzis, the gedil, this part of the tzitzis, the gedil, has a shear. Yud beis goydlin, has to be 12 sizes of a thumb. Says the Gemara, if you put the tzitzis on and you had the shear and then they got cut, the tzitzis are still kosher. This is called gadumei mitzvah, which means the shirayim of a mitzvah. If you once had the shear and it got cut off, so then it's kosher still. So the Trumas Hadashin says that the reason why Rav Chanina was able to go and cut part of his esrog and use the rest for the mitzvah is because it's gadumei mitzvah, it's shirayim of a mitzvah. So he says, the chiddush, gadumei mitzvah is only when it's shirayim. That means he cut part of esrog and ate it, and now he has shirayim. Aber lachtoich min esrog ulevoi chal chaticha osam. The lav esrog mikol chaticha is esrog. You can't cut up an esrog. That's not shirayim. The chachim to cut up an esrog, that's not shirayim. Shirayim is you ate part of the esrog and you're left over. This is what's left over from my esrog. But if I cut up an esrog and you divide it out, this is not what's left over. It's not shirayim mitzvah. No, so the he doesn't say because you didn't use it once. What's called shirayim? Oh, that, I'm just saying the words of Trumas Hadashin are that if you cut it to eat, yeah, then what's left over is shirayim. Or because das was to cut it, lachloik, that's not shirayim mitzvah. It's a reisachid, exactly what the gedeh dover is. You have to know what the Trumas Hadashin means. What if I cut it and throw it away? That's no good. Right? Looks at the beginning, it seems to be because he ate it, so it's leftovers. But it seems to be the chiluk is, you have to have shirayim. It's koshal shirayim. If I cut off an esrog and give you a part and let someone else a part, what shirayim? What? Both parts are ikar. There's no shirayim over here. What's kibay shirayim? I'm going to say every shirayim. Yeah, and that part which you taking is the chaticha. So that's what Trumas Hadashin says. If it's lachtoich lechoy, then it's shiyori mitzvah. It's a leftover of a mitzvah. However, if you cut it up, that's not shiyori mitzvah. That's cutting up, that's pieces of an esrog. That is the din. So the Trumas Hadashin has a moyle gechidish. The reason why chosa is kosher on the second day, because it's shiyori mitzvah. You do me a mitzvah, like we see by tzitzis. Why? What? No. Oh, Shomis doesn't mean because the leftover of eating. Yeah, also, he's eating on Yom Tov is a mitzvah, but that's not the pshat. The pshat is, the Levush Yisroel says over here, because he once used it, yesterday he used it for a mitzvah. So yesterday he used it for a mitzvah. One second. By tzitzis, you understand? You have a shiur of tzitzis and got cut off, got caught. So shiur of mitzvah, why? Because it's the shiraim of your tzitzis, which yesterday had a shiur. So same thing over here. This is the shiraim of your esrog, which yesterday was a kosher esrog, and now shiraim. Okay, so that's what we're saying. The Trumas Hadashin says that when you eat it, that can be conveyed, what shirayim? Because that's what's left over. Masha ain't can ever divide it out, then that's not called shirayim. It won't be good. Won't be good. Oh, that's what's a kudah. Yeah, a badah. That's what he's saying. The second day, chosa is kosher only because of shiyori mitzvah. And if you'd even take off a miut, it won't be good. I'm absolutely, oh, that's the nekuda which we have to bring out over here. According to the din of the Trumas Hadashin, only if it's shiyori mitzvah, and what's defined shiyori mitzvah, we're not going to go into exactly as chiluk. Shiyori mitzvah is what's left over. You cut it up, that's not left over. Right.
Right now, all week, whatever left,
it will be good. Yes. That's what it will be good. Yeah. Now. So that's the Trumas Hadashin. The Makoy for the Ramon. However, the Trumas, the Mogen Avraham, Bishem the Dr. Moshe says, that first of all, he points out, and he's arguing on the Ran, there's a machlek is lemaisa between the Ran and the Trumas Hadashin, because he says, Mashma, the filo nishtaya rubai kosher. A filo loy nishtai rubai will be kosher. Shiori mitzvah will help even with loy nishtai rubai. That means not like the ram, right? You said that's been faket, and the Trumas Hadashin will be more chomo. Which means if you cut up a piece and lach loy, it also won't be good. Because that's a chatiches esrog. Right? But that won't be good like the Trumas Hadashin. Like the ram, there's no difference why I cut it. To eat, to think. But it has to be nishtai rubai. According to Trumas Hadashin, says the Darkei Moshe, that even though it's loy nishtai rubai, it's kosher as long as it's shiyori mitzvah. Okay? However, he finishes off and says, Rak sheyishor kebeitza. There has to be leftover kebeitza, which means a shiur of an esrog. A base has to be leftover. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, because the shiur of a base is not, the din of a base is not a shiur, kosherly, base is not, there's no din shiur in esrog. Beis is going to show that it's the nigma hapri. That's the shita of many, that there's no din shia in the esrog. It just has to be big enough, because that shows it's ripe already. If it's small, it's unripe. So maybe this was a ripe esrog. This is a huge esrog. He cut it off. So why? That's in kivegas kasha. That's to say that. So the Darkei Moshe learns not like that. He learns that there is a shia in esrog. Has to be left over a shia. Oh, so the obvious kasha is, like Benjamin is asking, is two questions. Let's start with a different question first. Yeah? So, what did the Trumas Adeshin say? Why is Chosa kosher the second day? Because it's Shiyori Mitzvah. We know that the reason why Chosa is possible, because it says Toisvus, in Lulav HaGazal, the beginning and in the middle of the period, because it says, Ulekachtem lochem b'yem rishon. Lekachtem means Lekicha tamah. Has to be a complete Lekicha. And Mimela, if it's Chosa, it's not Lekicha tamah. Says Tosfos, where does it say Lekachtem b'yom harishon? On the first day you have to have a Lekicha Tama. On the rest of the day, just like you have to have Lechem, you don't have to have a Lekicha Tama. So that's the reason why Chosa is kosher. So the question is, what's the Trumas Hadeshin telling us, like the Rav brought out? According to Trumas Hadeshin, if you cut even a little bit of the Esrog, if it's not Shiyori Mitzvah, meaning you didn't take it to eat, like Trumas Hadeshin makes that Chilak, it'll be possible. On the second day, why is it possible? Mimon of Shach. Is there within Lekicha Tama on the second day? Then Shiyori Mitzvah won't even help you. Shiyori Mitzvah won't help you. Shiyori Mitzvah, there's a din if you have a Shia. There's a din, a Shia and an S in sixes, right? Another example, the Gemara is an Ezoiv, also has to have a Shia, and then it's cut, so there's a Shirayim, and you're lacking in the Shia, that's okay. Shiyori of the Shia. But the Kichatama has nothing to do with the Shia. So there is no, so Manavshah, is there a din, the Kichatama, on the second day? There will be no. They won't help you, the halach of Shiyori Mitzvah. Shiyori Mitzvah is not a din in the din of the Kicha Tama. What do you have to come onto the Shiyori Mitzvah for? That means there's no din, the Kicha Tama, on the second day. That means the shayla is, why does the Togumus Hadeshin say, the reason why Chos is kosher is because it's Shiyori Mitzvah. There's no din, the Kicha Tama, on the second day. There's no din lachem on the second day. Lachem, first has to be yours, the rest of your omtah could be shol. So maybe there's no din l'kichatama. So why? What's the din of shiori mitzvah? And also, if there is a din l'kichatama, of course, shiori mitzvah has no shaykh din of l'kichatama. And the other kash is, what Rabbi Yamin asked. It says over here, it's like a mishnah, when Rabban brings down, there has to be left a shiori beitza. The whole din of shiori mitzvah, they don't have to have a shiori. Shiori mitzvah means you don't have to have a shiori. It's like the tzitzit, you'd make goydlim and you cut, and only have now two goydlim, it's kosher. So what do you have to have a shiur for? So what's shat in this Trumas Hadeshin? What's a shiur? Why do you have to have the shiur of the beitzah? Yeah, but why do you have to have a shiur of an esrog? You don't have to have the shiur. The dumim gufa means that you don't have to have the shiur left over. Something which has a shiur, right, and it's cut, then you don't, then that's the din of gedumim mitzvah. Because since it was a mitzvah yesterday and you had the shiur, so it's okay. So what's Shabbos Trumas? What's Shabbos Trumas Hadeshin? Why do you have to have the Shia left over? Shiyori Mitzvah helps you that you don't have to have the Shia. Oh, so the Chatzim Sofer in Shuvos in Yeridaya Simon Reish Nun Vav says that Rav Shlomo Kluger asked him the following Shaila: why don't we have the din of Gedumei Mitzvah according to the Trumas Hadeshin? Why don't we have local resistance? No, Stama Shaila: why don't we have Gedumei Mitzvah by a Luluf? Luluf has to be the Shedra, the spine of the Luluf has to be full Tvachim. If you had the full Tvachim Luluf, then it got cut. Lo Mitzina B'Shu Mokim, that is kosher. It's no din Shiur Mitzvah. A Shofar has to have a Shiur. K'deishav Zenu B'Yodoy, B'Yir Mikan Ulekan. A big Tepach. Why is it, if you have a Shiur, which Balabit broke, it should be kosher, Shiur Mitzvah. A general Shaila, you see by Tzitzis, Shiur Mitzvah, Gedume, Shiur, it should be kosher. Why don't we find that by Luluf and by Shofar? That was the question that Rav Shlomo Kluger asked the Chatzim Sofer. Says the Chatzim Sofer, Gevaltige Teretz, he says, Shiyore Mitzvah only helps, the din is by these stitches, it's only if it's on your beggar, you put it on your beggar, then you got caught, and you're left over with Shiyore Mitzvah. You don't have the Shia. If you take them off and put them on another beggar, before Shalach and Shulchanach, it's no good. Because that's a new mitzvah of putting them onto a different beggar. Right? Even if you put them on the same beggar. But if you remove them, there's no Shiyori Mitzvah anymore. It's only in tzitzis when they're on the beggar, so that's the chefs of the mitzvah, the gufa mitzvah is the tzitzis, then it's in Shiyori Mitzvah. Says the Chatzim Sofer, by lulav, the gufa mitzvah isn't the lulav, it's the netilah halulav, taking the lulav. Every netilah is a new mitzvah, it's all continuously happening a new Netila and another Netila. So there's no din shiur mitzvah. What does it help that the second ago you had a shiur? But now there's a new Netila. The new Netila is like putting on a new beggar. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. And the same thing by Shofar. Every, his lashon is called tut v'tut, is a new mitzvah. Every coil is a new mitzvah. So it doesn't help that you had a shiur on this Shofar, right? A minute ago when you blew the tkir, but now the shvam is a new mitzvah. So if it's a new mitzvah, there's no din shiur mitzvah. No, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Would be the next day. That's only the tzaddik gavri. He's only mechuyev, not mechuyev by night. But it's on the beggars. It's on the beggars. It's on the beggars. Yeah. The vart is because the gufa mitzvah is the tzitzis on the beggars. Yeah, tying them on the beggars. Yeah, you have to put tzitzis on the beggars. You're only mechuyev to add them on if you're wearing it. It's not the wearing it is the mitzvah. Mechuyev when you're wearing it, but the mitzvah is to put them on. Well, also lamps itself can't be there. What? Yeah. Yeah, there is a man in the Gemara who says, yeah, if you have in your drawer a baguette of dalek canvas, you have to put tzitzis on. We hold that. You only have to have them on when you're wearing them. It's machlekes in the Gemara. The mitzvah, you're mechuyev to have tzitzis on your bed when you're wearing it. When you're wearing it, that's when. You know, the din is that you can put on your talis without tzitzis. Come in the morning, put your talis without tzitzis. And once it's on, then you can put on your tzitzis. The mitzvah is to put tzitzis on your baguette, which you're wearing. That's the mitzvah. But you can't, the only problem is even the brachas mistaken. Yeah, you could do that. If you want to do that tomorrow, it's good. No, I'll... Yeah. That's not... Anyway, so that was the Chasam Sofer's Teretz. So the Shaila on that is that we see from the Trumas Hadesha, not like that. The Trumas Hadesha says in the Esfiz, this is Gedumi Mitzvah. So you see, the Trumas Hadesha, not like the Chasam Sofer. So we have to find a new Teretz, what the Gedah is, when do we do say Gedumi Mitzvah, Shura Mitzvah or not. So I saw that Rabbi Yomim Pala, Zuchin Levrocha, says a new Chiddush in Gedumi Mitzvah. And he says, Hafuch. Gedumi mitzvah is not a halacha in shiur. Something when you need the shiur, be'etzem hilchos shiurim, doesn't help gedumi mitzvah. Well, just because yesterday I had the shiur, so maybe I don't need the shiur today, that's the shiur of the mitzvah. A lot of needs for talking. And therefore, what does it help that because yesterday I had a shiur, so maybe today is good? If it's mehilchos shiurim, then there is no din gedumi. And that's why by a shofar, which is halach of shiur, and by a lulav of halach of shiur, there is no din gedumim. However, what's by tzitzis? So he's mechadish that the yud beis goylim, the size that you need for your tzitzis for the gedil, is not a halach in shiurim. It's the chaloy shem gedil is only if it has that length. It's only hilchos shiur. What's called gedil? There's psil which goes round, and you have this part which is hanging. Right? It's not hanging if it doesn't have yud beis gedulim. It's not a shiur mehilchos shiurim. It's a din that doesn't have a chaloish shem gedil if you don't have that amount. But it's not mehilchos shiurim. It's to be chalonit shem gedil. Then you say gedumim. Why? Because since this already had a chaloish shem gedil on it yesterday, so merela, it's not poka the shem gedil. If it's halach in shiurim, you need the shiur. You don't have the shiur, so it's not going to help you. But if it's halach that have a chalois shem gedil, that this has kol gedil, if it's too short, when you chatchila make it, that's not gedil. But if you have the hanging, that's a chalois shem gedil. It's not halach in shiurim. Then you say gedumi.
Why is there only got chalois shem?
Because that's what it's called. It's called gedil. Gedil. What's the English for gedil? Gedil means what the what. No! That's that. No, what's that? Of course you need it. What's that? You're right. Of course you need a Gemara for that. Of course we need a Gemara. Again, there's a Gemara which says Gedumi Mitzvah is okay. So we're just making Mechalit. I'm not trying to explain why the Gemara comes up with the din Gedumi. We're trying to make Mechalit between Tzitzis and the Lulav. The Lulav is Melchish Shiurim. And the Shiur doesn't take it. It's Moy Mistaveh. Yeah? And Shiurim doesn't help Shirai. You need the Shiur. Here we're not looking for a Shiur. It's not a Shiur. It's going to be a gedil. It had a chaloi shem gedil. It's not poka. Once it had a shem gedil on it, it's not poka. Because this is part of a gedil. It's part of a gedil. That's the din of gedumi. Yeah. I mean, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Yeah, I mean, in my life, you're not asking Yusha Dafka on his mechiluk. You'd ask your question on Shiyu as well. In which case, make enough. He's making a chiluk between Din Shiyuim. No, Rabbi Yom is also not saying, the other Rabbi Yom is also not saying Faket. Yeah, he just doesn't understand the din of Gedumin. Why should you do it? You do understand the Shiyu before his boss. That's once in the Chanis Lanik. That's true. But once but the chiluk to make the din Gedumin in Shiyuim, that there is no within Gedumim in Shiyuim, that's Ma'od Mestab. A Shiyu is not a Chaloi Shem, it's a Shiyu Hamash Yatav, you don't have the Shiyu. But if you see the Chaloi Shem Gedil, it's not part of the Chaloi Shem Gedil. What? Yeah, right. If a Chilu made it, then yeah. So that's the Dino Gedumim. Oh, so now, how does this help us with the case of the Esrog? Oh, so we asked on the Tumas Adeshem that there's a Din of the Kichatama. So what's this din of the Tumas Adeshem, Shiyori mitzvah for the second day? It's a din l'kichatama. There's no din l'kichatama. And Shiyori mitzvah not help for l'kichatama. Right? Now where does it say that Chosa is possible for us as l'kichatama? It's on a Gemara. So we show you names. Tosfos and the Rambam. Who say that's the reason why Chosa is possible as l'kichatama. However, the Mabit in his Sefer Kiryas Sefer says the new reason why Chosa is possible. Why Chosa is possible? The im chosa filu kol shehu, if part of the esrog is chosa, possible. The pre-eight ka'ama rachmana, sholem veloi chosa. An esrog is possible if it's chosa, because it says in Torah pre-eight. Pre-eight, says the Mabit, pre-eight is if it's sholem and not chosa. But Harav Zal, the Rambam writes, the possible mishum debino nekichatama, the ksevo lekachtem lochem. So we have a new reason why chosa is possible. Because of the din of pre-eight sholem v'loy chosa. Oh, so now, there's a big question. Bishloimer, if the reason why it's possible is l'kichatama, then we understand why the second day it's kosher, there is no din l'kichatama. Because l'kichatama is only b'yom rishon. But if it's because it's not a pre-eight, you have to take a pre-eight on the second day as well. Right? So it's ein shmoy olof. So why is it kosher the second day? So this is chat in the Tumas Adeshem. That pre-eight hodoh, yeah, pre-eight, that's the bichosa, sholem v'loy chosa, for that helps shiyori mitzvah. For shiyah doesn't help. Oh, but it's like the gedil, like explained by the gedil. It's chiddush, that's not the shiyah. It's a chaloi shem gedil. Then we say gedumim mitzvah. Who are then? They did not pre-eight. There has to be sholem to have a shem pre-eight. On that, the Tumas Adeshem says, of course, on the first day, you need the kichatama. And the Tumas Adeshem will be moida that Shiyori Mitzvah will not help on the first day. Because with the Kichatama, there is no Din Shiyori Mitzvah. We talk about the second day, where you also have to have a Din on Pre-Eight. And if it's Chosa, it's not a Pre-Eight. And that is Ovada, the all days of Yom Tov. Because you need the Shmoyog. On that, there's a Din Gedumim. Because Gedumim is that to be Chal is shame. Gedil. Once it gets to Chem Shadur, it's not a pop. That's the din of Gedum. That's the get of a Gedum in Mitzvah. If I had a Chaloi Shem pre-eight that we saw there, even though now it's Chosa, yeah, it's Gedum in Mitzvah. And that's why it's kosher. As Gedum in Mitzvah, it's the Shiraim of the Mitzvah. Shubhaz Adashin says that you can only call it Shiraim if you cut it to eat, not if you divide it out, because then it's not Gedum in Mitzvah. But when you did take it to eat, it's Gedum in Mitzvah. When does that help? That helps on the second day, where the problem is, of course there's no din of Kichatama, but on the second day there's another problem. First day there's also a problem of pre-eight, but why on the second day is it kosher? And that helps the din Gedum in. So Mameila, the field that's also for Amford, the Tarki Moshe says, when Avraham brings down, there has to be Nisha Shia Beitza. Why does it have to be Nisha? The Tarek says, because the Shia always you have to have. Gedumim Mitzvah doesn't tell you that you don't have to have the Shia anymore. Of course you have to have the Shia. If you had the Shia before, now it's called, it's not good. It's only for the Chaloi Shem. So you have to have the Shia Beitza. So even if you cut up the acid to eat and the Shia Mitzvah, and it doesn't lose its Shem creates, because that's Gedumim Mitzvah, then it's kosher. Masha Enkein. Masha Enkein, the Shia still has to be. Because there's no halacha in Gedumim Mitzvah that you don't have to have the Shia. So maybe that's the halacha of the Tumas Adeshem. You can't cut up an esrog, only if it's Shirayim, because then you have the din of Gedumim Mitzvah. That is for which halacha of pre-eight, sholei v'loi chosa, that helps Gedumim Mitzvah. That because I have the chaloish creation, it's not poka. But you still have to have the Shia, because always you have to be left with the Shia. In Gedel, he wants to be machadish, that's no, there's no din shia. But we see there's no halacha. And the Shlomo Kluger's question, that there's no din gedumin shofar and lulav and other things which have a shia. So that is pshat in the trumas in the trumas edeshim. And now he brings a moyed the gechidish from the sefer Yireyim to this yisoid of gedumim. Gedumim is not halacha in shir. It's halacha in chal on etashem. A moyed the gechidish. He says. He's talking Hilchus Tefillin over here. Hilchus Tefillin says, "Tzoyi mezuzah." The nichtavu ha'oisus kedinam. A person wrote a mezuzah kedinam. The oisus are perfect. The nimchaku oinikru. It was mochak the ois or tall. My sinon yunuka the lechaku lekebi. Being a child who's not over smart and not a fool. The ikar lekimikara shiyare mitzvahein ukshein. The hachyamin b'menachas. If it's nimchak part of the ois, as long as it can be read. It's kosher because of shiurim mitzvah. This din of a gedumim mitzvah. There's no halach and shiur over here that should be good. You need an ois to be written ketikuna. So what's the pshat? So the Rambam Palace says no. Ois has to be written ketikuna to be chal on it is shem ois. If it wasn't written ketikuna, it was torn, it was broken. There's nimchas not shem ois. But once you had that shem ois, as long as it's you can read it. If not reading, it's not there. As long as you read it, it's kosher because of shiurim mitzvah. Akaponim, this is a makoi to his yisoid that the din of shalom is not a din of shir because there's no shir over here. It's possible a chaloi shem when you need to have them. You're doing a mitzvah, you have to have the right shem on it, like the priates or like the gedil. The priates, you have to have the shem. You have to have a shem ois, and then therefore it'll be kosher shiur mitzvah. What? There's no shir. What do you say? Huh? Yeah, and a chanami. So you have to have the kriya to make sure the spirit is they can read. It's shiur mitzvah because he holds that the chetchila doesn't help with the tinnik. Doesn't help the chetchila with the tinnik. Yeah, doesn't help the tinnik to read it because it's nimchak. That's how he learns. Yeah, and a chanami. So he's also shiur mitzvah. You can look over here and underneath there's this toifas reim. He has a long arichas on it. So mameila, that's the pshat and truma sadesh. But oifan. The name so that's the Rebbe Machlokes. Like the Ran, Chos is only kosher the second day if Roiv of the Esther you have in your hands. For me, Allah, come to Truma Session, Roiv can be missing as long as it's Shiur Mitzvah. But you do have to have the Shiur because the Shiur you always have to have in time. So that is the Pshat in the Gosset. Time for this was? Oh. So, I saw that in Rabbi Yochum Olshan Sefer, he brings down Sefer Tzroi Hamoyu. They don't have over here the Sefer. Tzroi Hamoyu in Chumash. Maybe after he hears Vah, you'll buy it. So the Tzroi Hamoyu says, what's the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzvah Aras after on this mitzvah? What's the remez of Mitzvah Sukkah? Of Mitzvah Sukkah Teshu Yom. So I'm reading out the Lashon of the Tzroi Hamoyu. The remez bezois HaMitzvah Hu Ki Acha Sheyisrael Yotzu B'yad Roma B'yoyim Hadin Shehu Yoyim Rosh Hashanah. They went out proud from Rosh Hashanah from the Yom Hadin. V'Hashem Yisbarach Solach Lechatosom Mikoyach Hatshuva Mikoyach Yom Kippurim, and they had Mechilas Avoinus because of Yom Kippur and Shuva. Rotzo Hashem Yisbarach Lohidia Lechol Ha'olam Zeh Hachesed Hagodl She'osi Himon Lechapa Ben Yisrael. The mitzvah of Sukkah is for us Yidden who was Zoicha Badin and we had Kapolis Avoinus that we should show the Amim, the Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed did for us. Lefi she'ad achshav, till now we couldn't sit in the sukkah. Yikayach adin v'ha'ovoin ha'yisrael v'pachad u'beira. There's taka pachad. There's a reason to worry. Aval achshav she'nitzchu hadin v'heim b'simcha lo tzakodish bochus yotzu mibateyem v'li pachad v'yotzu hasodah lasi sukkah v'leishiv shom v'li pachad v'yira. Achash en yirei mikayach adin. Lechein oma v'sukkah teish v'shivas yomim v'li pachad v'yira v'eile tzrichim. We don't have to go and live in fortified cities and in locked houses because we have no pachad because we were zoicha badin, we have kaparos avoinus, and this is to show the Am, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Am Yisrael, that we were zoicha badin and we have kaparos avoinus, and now there's no reason to have a pachad, so we can go out in the fields and live in huts. And then he says that's also the yisoid of mitzvah netilas luluf. Because Mitzvah Tilas Luv, he says, the Lulav, the Alba Minim, are the Tachsisei Melucha, the Simoni Malchus. These are like the, how would you translate Tachsisei Melucha? The tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, it's a Medrash. Lulav Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For his father Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're the tools of the Melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, we're showing, like the famous Medrash, that we also zoicha badin with the Abba Minim. And we're showing, that's what we're showing the Goyim, that we were zoicha badin. Now why are the Abba Minim the tools of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why dafka the Abba Minim? Everything's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Yochum Moshe brings down a Seda HaYoyim. It's a Sefer from a Kadman. And he writes the following amazing thing. Oy Shemaiti. Why these Abba Minim? Ki l'chol ilon ve'ilon. Every tree, or eisiv, or grass, or yerek, or any vegetable, yesh sar v'sholet olov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu points a malach, or a sar, over it. And the malach tells it to grow. V'dalad minim elu. These four minim. Lo yishlitam HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yad sar v'sholetim. Eleke v'yochol mikoychoy u'meshkochosloy ha'protis eim gedoylin. These four minim have a shkocha protis. All other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. V'lidei amsoy ha'malach. But these things are mikoyach meshkochosloy ha'protis eim gedoylin. V'lezeh tziva lanu likach elu dalad minim. Miyuchodim loy b'chag. Umiyochot HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'haro is the same. Ideas of Tzvei Amoy, L'Haroyis L'chol, L'chol, Sha'am Hashem Eile, V'hinam, V'hinei, Hinam B'yodoy, She'eilem Pachad Ve'eimo, Mishum Beri Ba'oilom. She'eil L'koyach Lishlo Yad Be'am Achishayim, Mutsuyon Mishamon B'Simon Shal Melech. So, the Yisoid is over here, that we're taking these Abba Minim, to show just like these Abba Minim have a Shkocha Protis on them more than other vegetation. So maybe we're showing by taking them that Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Shkocha Protis, but a Yidin have no Pachad V'Yira, because we know that everything is a Shkocha Protis more than by Goyim. There's more Shkocha Protis than by Yidin than by Goyim. So Mela, that's why we're showing the belief Pachad of the Yira. And that's also like the Sfarim says, the Inyan of the Sukkah, to show we have no Pachad, that we're Zoicha Badin. But this can only happen after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur, where we have no Averus. That's the continuation of after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that we have, that's why we have no Pachad. And that's why we can be confident that everything is B'yad Hashem, and no one can affect us without the Gospel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's Ashkocha, the Gewaltige Ashkocha Protest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the taking of Abba Minim is, that we should feel, Taka, that we're under the Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe there's no Pachad V'Yira, but if there is Averus, Chas V'Shalom, so Mimela, then you can't say you're not scared, because if there's Averus, there's a reason. After the Rosh Hashanah, when we Zoicha Badin, and the Yom Kippur, then it's trying to show the Amim, that we Am Yisrael, and we Taka take the Abba Minim, and go to the Sukkah, believe Pachad. So I just want to be moisiv on that the Meshech Chochma had the deek on the Pesukim, which we learned yesterday. It says in Parshas Emoy, V'choydosh Hashvi, V'echol HaChoydosh, Yoyim Tshuo Lachem. Then it says, V'yim Kippur, V'choydosh Hashvi Hazeh, V'osol HaChoydosh, Yoyim Kippur. And by Sukkos, also again, V'choydosh, V'chamish Osol, V'choydosh Hashvi Hazeh. What is V'choydosh Hashvi Hazeh? Well, there's two Choydosh Shvi's, we have to say this one. So maybe the pshat is that it's b'chodesh hashvi hazeh b'chamisha also, right, on Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah, that we zoicha badin, and we had the Eima and the Pachad in the year of Yom Hadin, then we can have kaporas avoinas. It's b'chodesh hashvi hazeh, which we had Rosh Hashanah in. That's what the Torah is saying, hazeh. And b'chamisha also b'chodesh hashvi hazeh, after Rosh Hashanah and after Yom Kippur, we had the Eima and the Pachad, and we were zoicha badin, and we did shuvah, and we had kaporas avoinas, then b'chamisha chodesh hazeh, then there's a mitzvah of Basukas Teishvu, and the mitzvah of Abamina, like we saw, which is to show that Shkocha b'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Klal Yisrael, we have no reason to be scared that everything is b'yad HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So taka, these mitzvahs of these days of Sukkahs, taka, we should internalize in ourselves the this Moyudika Hashkocha we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a Kaporas Avoinas, that we taka live, believe, Yiru B'Pacha, because we have no Avoinas. And because there we taka Yishizoicha to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and have your main.